You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today we're going to talk about anxiety, and it's something that a lot of my one-on-one coaching clients have been struggling with. I used to struggle with quite a bit of anxiety. I fortunately do not have any problems whatsoever with it anymore because I've learned how to deal with them. So I know that is hard when you have these, anxiety attacks or panic attacks or whatever they want to call them, basically. But the reality is that as long as you have the right tools and you have the right frame of mind, you will be able to overcome them, and not only overcome the anxiety, but use that anxiety, use that problem and turn it into a solution and something that will actually push you further in life than other people that may not have had these problems. So stay tuned. Before we get started, please share this podcast with friends, family members, colleagues, anybody that you know may be a bit, a little anxious or stressed out, or they've had problems with these things, because it will help them. Trust me, it will help them. And of course, the more you talk about these topics with them, the more you will make them yours. You will realize that maybe even though you thought that everything was okay in your life, there were still a few things that you needed to work out. So point number one, you are adopting a fixed mindset, not a growth mindset. This is a huge problem of people, because if someone knows that they need to accomplish something in life, but they also know that they don't have the necessary tools to do so, they're not as good as they should be in order to achieve these goals, people get anxious. They say, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? How am I going to build a business? How am I going to get that promotion? How am I going to do or achieve that goal that I had set out to achieve? Reality is that you are seeing the results with, or the goal, with the eyes of someone that is not equipped to achieve it, because of course you haven't learned those skills yet. So you need to first learn those skills. So that is the difference between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset. When I started my business, I had no idea what I was doing. All I knew is that I needed to learn the skills that I would need in order to grow my business. All right. So that's the main thing here. The key here is to understand that as long as you learn every single day, that you get better every single day, you will get better exponentially. Whatever your state is right now is not the state that you will be in a year, 2 years, 3, 4, 5 years down the road. So that is the difference between a fixed mindset and a growth mindset. The reason why the person with a fixed mindset is anxious is because they think that they will know just as much in 2 years than they know now. And that's not true. As long as you work on your skills every day, you will get better. Always remember that. Point number two, you see problems as obstacles, not as opportunities. Again, guys, same exact problem. When you have an issue, do not see that as a sign from the gods, from the universe, that you're not ready to move forward. Use that as a training ground. People pay hundreds of dollars to go to the gym. People pay hundreds of dollars to solve puzzles. You can, believe me, you can reframe your problems. First off, I try to call my problems puzzles, because I find that problems, the word problem, has a bit of a negative connotation. If I call them puzzle, all of a sudden it becomes almost like a game, right? So if you can do that, see problems as puzzles, as opportunities to get better. Maybe you have a business that you just started out, you got 3 new clients, and then the day after, one of the 3 clients calls you up and tells you, De Niro, whatever your name is, of course, I actually realized that I don't have the money to go for the program, I need to cancel. Some people would say, oh my gosh, this is the end of the world. I thought I had 3 clients, now I have 2. If you are a person with a growth mindset and you understand the game of solving problems, you'll tell yourself, well, this is a great opportunity for me to learn how to retain a client, so you can go through a full phone call trying to retain that client. If the client is set up, is set and wants to cancel, you can tell yourself, well, this is a great opportunity for me to learn how to get a new client in a very, very fast and efficient way because I need the money. And then you go down there. I don't know what you do. You get on the phone, you cold call, you send emails, you try and solve the issue, the problem, right? So in order for you to do that, though, you can't see problems as obstacles. You got to see them as opportunities to get better every single day. Point number three, you're not organizing your schedule ahead of time. That's a huge problem for anybody. Guys, it's 2020. People, even people that don't have businesses, they have so much going on in life. Everybody has at least a job or their students. Then they have friends and family members that, you know, they need to speak with. There is probably classes, whatever you're doing. Maybe you have sports going on. So if you don't have a place where you can write down all these things, guess where all these things will stay? They will stay in your mind. And that is the least efficient way to keep that information, because you need your mind to be free so that it can think, so that it can solve those problems that we talked about, so that it can learn more. You don't want to use your mind to store information, right, that you could write down on paper. So write things down, organize your schedule ahead of time every single day, and you will see that your life will have a lot more free time or free space. Your brain will have so much more free space. You'll not be as anxious. Point number four, your actions are not in sync with your goals. That's another big reason why people get frustrated. They get stressed out. They get anxious because they say they want to do A, but all their actions are pointing at B. Then after a bit, you know, days go by, a week, 2 weeks, a month, a year go by, and all of a sudden they feel like they're so far away from where they wanted to be. And that gets overwhelming because they realize that there's so much work that they need to do. But I got good news for you, all right? The good news is that as long as you make the point of the situation, you say, well, for the past year, I did everything basically that pushed me away, pulled me away from my goal. But starting from today, I'm making a commitment to really align my goals and my actions. And when you start putting them in alignment and they're aligned, you'll see that from that very moment, your life will be a bit less stressful. Of course, if you were very, very far away from your goal and you wasted years of your life, this is not going to be a quick fix. It's still going to take time. But as long as you're aligning your actions today, you will see a big decrease in anxiety for sure. So I hope you enjoyed this short episode. And until next time, up your game.